Chapter 7. Why the Internet is Killing Your Productivity. Takeaway. The Internet can destroy your productivity if you're not careful. The best way I have found to prevent the Internet from wasting my time has been to simply disconnect from it when working on a high-impact or ugly task, and to disconnect as much as possible throughout the day. After getting over the initial withdrawal, the calm and productivity you'll experience will be unlike anything else. Technology is freaking awesome. The very first productivity experiment I conducted during my project, which was also one of the most memorable ones, involved using my smartphone for just an hour a day for 3 months. Throughout the experiment, traveling around with a notepad in one pocket and my iPhone in the other, I meticulously noted whenever I used my phone, which usually happened in 15-minute chunks of time, so I wouldn't go over the hour limit. I love running experiments like this, where I remove an element from my work and observe how my routines, habits, and rituals are affected. Because I can observe how different aspects of my work, like using my smartphone and constantly being connected, either help or hinder my productivity. While humans have evolved at quite a consistent rate over the last 2.5 million years, in the last couple of centuries, technology has progressed at a hugely accelerated rate. Moore's Law, which says that the number of transistors on a chip will double every 2 years, has held true for more than 50 years. And today's run-of-the-mill smartphone packs more punch into 200 grams than an entire multi-room supercomputer did just a few decades ago. And humanity has, of course, advanced alongside this revolution. While the average life expectancy throughout the world hovered at 25 years from 5000 BCE through 1820, after the Industrial Revolution, our life expectancy began accelerating. It now sits at 80 years in the United States. But I would argue that of all the technology we have, the Internet has changed our life the most. The Internet, along with the technology it has inspired, has flattened the world and connected more people than anything that came before it. Plus, when you tap your smartphone a very specific way, a pizza man shows up at your door 20 minutes later. Wrap your head around this. If you were to send today's iPhone back in time to 2 decades ago, people would think you were a witch because the device would be indistinguishable from magic. Try to imagine what internet device will exist 10 or 20 years from now that is so advanced that if we brought it back to today, you would think the same. This is the kind of stuff that goes on in my head all day long. Please send help. As far as human history is concerned, the internet and the technologies it spawned are a godsend. But because humans and the newer parts of our brain, like the prefrontal cortex, have continued to evolve in a linear fashion alongside these technologies, at least as far as productivity is concerned, it's made us unprepared to deal with how disruptive these technologies can be to our work. The internet can absolutely obliterate your productivity if you're not careful. The Zen of Disconnecting. A huge part of me is relieved that I didn't keep a time log before my smartphone experiment. Working deliberately is hard enough without the internet, and if I had to wager a guess, I would say that I procrastinated 10 hours or more each week before actively disconnecting every day. And that wouldn't be above the norm. Once you account for how much time you spend online, how often your work gets interrupted when you're online, Chapter 19, and the inefficiencies that come along with multitasking online, Chapter 20, it's safe to say that the internet is one of the biggest disruptors of our productivity. The internet is so distracting that I've dedicated an entire part of this book to dealing with the distractions it sends our way. Our brains simply aren't equipped to deal with how distracting it is. If they were, we wouldn't be drowning in a sea of emails, notifications, phone calls, and buzzes, vibrations, and sounds. But the internet also impacts your productivity in a second way. That's, on the surface, pretty easy to overlook. Every day, it leads you to waste an insane amount of time. Although the first few weeks of my smartphone experiment were admittedly quite rough, I would often habitually reach for my phone in my pocket when it wasn't there, or feel a phantom vibration in my leg, even when my phone was turned off. I quickly settled into a new equilibrium and got accustomed to how peaceful I felt when I disconnected. I still used my laptop to write, do research, and conduct interviews, but every day I felt progressively more liberated from the shiny black rectangle that used to be attached at my hip throughout the day. After I survived the first few weeks of the experiment, I felt as though I had cleared a bend. A whole new expanse of focus and clarity opened up for me, and I was able to dive much deeper into what I had to get done every day. While the internet is fun and stimulating, it will almost always try to tempt you away from working on the highest impact tasks you identified in part one of the audiobook. Compared to your high impact tasks, the internet is drop dead sexy. It's one of the least boring, frustrating, and difficult things out there, and it's also insanely rewarding and in an immediate way. A deadly combination for fostering addiction and procrastination. Oh, and structure. The internet has seeped into almost every area of our life, so much so that it's almost impossible to go a day without it. Despite how good your intentions at the beginning of the day, next to the internet, your high-impact tasks often don't stand a chance. The best way I have found to prevent the internet from wasting my time has been to simply disconnect from it when working on a demanding or unappealing task. Although that isn't always realistic, every person I know has periods of time every day when he or she can disconnect. After getting over the withdrawal that will set in over the first few weeks, the calm and productivity you'll experience will be unlike anything else. As I write these words, my smartphone is in another room, and the computer I'm writing these very words on is totally disconnected from the internet. It's just past 11 a.m. I woke up naturally just before 7 this morning, and over the last 4 hours, I've been connected to the internet for a total of an hour. It's not that I dislike the internet, just the opposite. The internet is one of my favorite things on the planet. I simply value my productivity too much to stay connected all the time, especially when I'm working on something important. A recent study from IDC, a U.S. market research company, found that 80% of 18 to 44-year-olds check their smartphones within the first 15 minutes of waking up. I used to do this too, except I took the ritual up several notches. After I woke up, I would immediately reach for my phone and then mindlessly bounce around between my favorite apps in a stimulation-fueled feedback loop for about 30 minutes, continuously bouncing around between Twitter, email, Facebook, Instagram, and several news websites until I snapped out of my trance. Today, my morning routine couldn't be more different or more productive. Every day I shut my smartphone completely off between 8 p.m. and 8 a.m., one of my favorite daily rituals, so I can ease into and out of each day without wasting valuable time. This is especially powerful at the end of the day, when I have less willpower to resist distractions. And whenever I can, I switch my smartphone and laptop into airplane mode to hunker down on my most unattractive and high-impact tasks. The internet is arguably the most powerful thing we have ever invented. And in the coming years and decades, it will continue to shape the way we live and work in ways we can't imagine. But despite its power and its ability to serve you a never-ending stream of kitten pictures at your beck and call, as far as productivity is concerned, it's a dish that's best served in small doses. The world's largest candy store. In the same Salary.com survey, where 26% of people surveyed openly admitted to wasting at least 2 hours every day, participants named the internet as their biggest overall time waster by a massive margin. The runners-up? Too many meetings and conference calls, dealing with annoying coworkers, and returning pointless emails. But while this figure may not surprise you, maybe the most damning stat comes from another study Tim Pitchell conducted, where he discovered that participants spent an average of 47% of their time online procrastinating. In this book, he calls this figure a, quote, conservative estimate. It's easy to see why we waste so much time online. The internet is basically the world's largest candy store for your limbic system. With every tap and click, your limbic system receives a steady stream of stimulation. As Nicholas Carr put it in his eye-opening book, The Shallows, What the Internet is Doing to Our Brains, quote, the net engages all of our senses, and, to make matters worse, it engages them simultaneously. Our hands are engaged as we tap our smartphones or as we type and move our mouse around our desk. Our ears are engaged with the sounds of our keyboard and mouse and with the sounds that come out of the speakers in front of us. And our eyes are continually stimulated as brand new text, images, and videos appear on screen. The internet hijacks your limbic system by overwhelming it. Take it from me. I've been meditating every day for the past 6 years, and even I find it hard to be mindful against the mind-numbing allure of the internet. Leveling up. Though studies like Tim's show us how much time we waste every day on the internet, they don't account for one more huge impact on your productivity. The internet tempts us to work on lower impact tasks. Though we are technically working when we do things like continually check our email, we're not as productive because we don't accomplish as much through these tasks. Disconnecting doesn't only prevent you from wasting time, it also prevents you from being tempted to work on lower impact tasks that live on the internet, like email, instant messaging, and checking social media. This makes disconnecting from the internet doubly important. Disconnecting not only lets you reclaim the time and attention you waste mindlessly, it also makes it easier to focus on your higher impact tasks. As I stepped away from the internet candy store, I discovered that without the constant temptations, I automatically worked more on my higher impact tasks. While I wasted less time and was distracted a lot less, I also stopped checking my email so often, quit refreshing Twitter, and found myself doing things like picking up a book, planning for an interview, or writing articles for my site. When I finished work for the day, whenever I stayed disconnected, I found myself doing things like meditating or making tea for my girlfriend to fill the hole in my schedule where previously I had been mindlessly wasting time online. And if I found I was ever tired after work, I actually took steps to cultivate my energy levels, part 7, instead of switching into autopilot mode. Disconnecting made my work and home lives more boring at first. My limbic system was accustomed to the constant sugar rush of the internet candy store. It took me a few weeks to adjust to the new, lower level of stimulation. But after I adjusted, I had a lot more time and attention for what was actually important. What to do about it? Unless you're a cocaine-fueled stock trader, the internet is probably the most stimulating element of your workday. At the risk of sounding like a broken record, of the three ingredients of productivity, time, attention, and energy, your time is the most limited. There is no way to get more of it. Disconnecting from the internet might sound dismaying, and I'll be honest, at first it is, but it's also one of the best things you can do for your productivity. Disconnecting won't only lead you to waste less time. It will also let you focus on the highest return and most meaningful tasks in your work and life. Research shows that of all the character traits we have, impulsiveness is the one that is most highly correlated with procrastination. The more impulsive you are, the more you procrastinate because your limbic system is that much stronger than your prefrontal cortex. Pierce Steele, who wrote The Procrastination Equation, calls impulsiveness, quote, the cornerstone of procrastination, and mentions that, quote, without impulsiveness, there wouldn't be such a thing as chronic procrastination. Although firing up your prefrontal cortex, either by breaking down an aversive task or connecting with your future self, is a great way to overcome procrastination, an equally great way to quit wasting so much time is to eliminate time wasters in the first place. Disconnecting from the internet is my favorite way to do that, and it will make you more productive than you think. From my experience, to become more productive, it's important to see the internet as a nicety, not a necessity. The Disconnecting Challenge. Time required, 30 minutes. Energy and focus required, 1 out of 10. Value, 10 out of 10. Wow. Fun, 4 out of 10. What you'll get out of it. You'll waste much less time and find yourself working on your higher impact and meaningful tasks more often, both at work and at home. Here is my simple challenge for you this chapter. Disconnect from the internet for 30 minutes tomorrow. Whether that means putting your phone on airplane mode as you eat dinner with your significant other, disconnecting from Wi-Fi as you work on one of your three daily tasks, or disconnecting when you have less energy so you're not tempted to waste time, disconnect and observe how much work you get done. After you observe how much work you get done when you disconnect, my guess is you'll use this strategy a ton. You may even be tempted to implement a nightly shutoff ritual. It's not always easy to observe when you're surfing the internet on autopilot, but at some point, when you snap back to attention as you find yourself staring at someone's 27th profile picture on Facebook, you'll realize that you are. When you notice yourself surfing on autopilot, I found it helpful to use that as a trigger to disconnect. This will prevent you from wasting more time and let you ease back into work mode and step back from what you're doing to work more deliberately. A word to the wise, though. When you disconnect, you may feel a bit bored as your brain adjusts to the new, lower level of stimulation. That's simply your limbic system begging for the internet high that being online used to give you. To waste less time, don't listen to it.